SBS Radio.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed the nation to announce that Russia has chosen war by invading Ukraine. He says Australia is taking a stand.
The Russian government declared that they had commenced a so-called special military operation in Ukraine. And they said this after months of aggression and intimidation. But I'll call it what it is. The Russian government launched a brutal invasion, unprovoked, on Ukraine and should be condemned for doing so, and Australia does. Together with the international community, we are banding together in strong terms to condemn these outrageous acts in the strongest possible terms.
Earlier, he signed off on sanctions against the superpower. It's the first step in the latest penalties against Moscow inked into law, which will come into effect next month. Mr. Morrison says this would send a message to Russia that coercion has a price.
Now, I note that many have said, do you think that this will lead to Russia pulling back? I would hope so, but I don't expect so. The reason we're doing this is there must be a price for the unprovoked, unlawful, unwarranted, unjustified attacks and threats and intimidation that is being imposed by Russia on Ukraine. This cannot be a consequence-free action by Vladimir Putin and the Russian regime.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says sanctions must be in line with other democratic nations to be effective.
What we need to do is to make sure that we're united in putting forward our view that Russia's behaviour, contrary to international law, they're an act of aggression against the sovereign state of the Ukraine, and we call upon Russia once again to back off and comply with international law. That's what we need to do. And it's important in terms of the sanctions that we put forward sanctions which are consistent with what the US, the UK and the European Union are doing.
Australia is imposing travel bans and financial punishment on 8 members of Russia's National Security Council and targeting specific sectors in separatist Ukrainian regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, as well as 6 Russian banks. And Financial Affairs Acting Minister Simon Birmingham is applying sanctions to an additional 25 people, including army commanders, deputy defence ministers and Russian mercenaries, as well as 4 entities involved in developing and selling military technology and weapons. But the Prime Minister has conceded that it won't do much.
I don't necessarily expect it to deter an authoritarian, autocratic leader which is intent on taking opportunity to pursue their own interests by violating another country's borders. Someone who's prepared to do that and has clearly been preparing to do that for some time, I doubt necessarily will step back as a result of sanctions being imposed. But you do them because anyone who seeks to do this must face a cost. And there will be a cost to Russia's actions.
Russia's ambassador was hauled in for a dressing down on Wednesday. But the Russian embassy in Canberra has hit back by accusing the Australian government of supporting and encouraging the xenophobic bullies based in Kyiv, and that the decision to recognise Donetsk and Luhansk was made on humanitarian grounds to protect civilians. Mr. Morrison says referring to Russian soldiers as peacekeepers is offensive.
I completely reject the assertions that were made by the Russian ambassador, the suggestion that somehow Russian soldiers crossing the border and entering Ukraine are peacekeepers is deeply offensive to anyone who's pulled on a uniform as a peacekeeper anywhere in the world, which Australia has done right across the world and as so many countries in the Pacific have as well. They're not peacekeepers, they're invaders. And that's how we see it, and we'll call it out. And if they don't like it, that's tough.
And Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has called it propaganda.
In Australia's view, any suggestions that there is a legitimate basis for Russia's actions are pure propaganda and disinformation. The assertion by President Putin of Russian soldiers acting as peacekeepers is indeed an obscene perversion of the noble and vital role that generations of peacekeepers have played across the world.
The attention now turns to Australians who are stuck in the war zone. For weeks, they've been told by Canberra to evacuate, but it's thought that up to 1,400 Australians may still be in Ukraine. And Ukrainians trying to flee the conflict to family in Australia are being told that their applications will be urgently considered. Mariana Sywak's 73-year-old father, Yevhen Ivanko, and his partner Valentina are in southeastern Ukraine. He's not an Australian citizen, but she's desperately trying to get him out.
It's really scary because even on website of where you're applying for visa, it says that it takes 15 to longer, from 15 days for that visa to be approved, because unfortunately Ukraine is not in the list of the countries that you can get your visa instantly. So it usually takes quite a time to get a visa, and we're all afraid that if even a visa will be granted, it will be too late to escape.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke is holding an urgent meeting with leaders of the Ukrainian community. He says he's trying to speed up the visa process.
We are working as fast as we can to process visas, to enable people to come here as quickly as possible who have outstanding visa applications, to contact anyone who remains to urge them to seek safety now.
Australia has promised to ramp up humanitarian visa support for those wanting to leave, and is assuring those who are already here that they won't be kicked out and would be granted automatic six-month extensions. Ms. Sywak is keeping her hopes up as the crisis abroad rapidly declines.
I really want them to be safe, to be here, to be with me. And even now, when I started, so because, as I said, until just a few days ago, well, we didn't see that that they really need to immediately come to Australia.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.